This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blanc. The headlines: Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate the new Bhairavi Sarang railway line connecting Mizoram with the rest of the country through railway network. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lay foundation stones and inaugurate different projects in Manipur. Former Meghalaya Chief Minister and veteran leader Dr. Didi Lapang passed away in Shillong at the age of 93. Raksangre MLA Limisan D. Sangma elected as the Deputy Speaker of Meghalaya Assembly unopposed. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the new Bhairavi Sarang railway line today connecting Mizoram with the rest of the country through rail network. He will also inaugurate two education institutions and lay the foundation stones of multiple development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister is scheduled to arrive at Mizoram's Lone Lengpui Airport at about 9 a.m. from where he will be taken to Aizawl Twampui by a chopper. He will address a public meeting at Assam Rifles ground in Aizawl before leaving for Manipur. During the public meeting, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the 51.38-kilometer-long Bhairavi Sarang railway line and flag off the Rajdhani Express train to connect Aizawl with Delhi's Anand Vihar station and two other trains connecting Mizoram with Guwahati and Kolkata. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stones for multiple projects, including the 45-kilometer Aizawl bypass road, a gas bottling plant at Molkhang near Aizawl, Tenzawl Sialsuk, Kwan Kwan Rongura Road, Chim Tuipui River Bridge on the Luangtlai Siaha Road, and Khelo India Multipurpose Indoor Hall for Sports Development. After his visit to Aizawl, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Manipur today afternoon. During his visit, the Prime Minister will interact with internally displaced persons and will address the public gatherings in Churachandpur and Imphal. Briefing media persons on the visit of the Prime Minister, Manipur Chief Secretary Dr. Puneet Kumar Goyal said that the Prime Minister will arrive in Churachandpur district at around 11:30 a.m. After meeting IDPs taking shelter in relief camps, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stones of various infrastructural projects worth ₹7,300 crore to be taken up across the state at peace ground. The Chief Secretary has appealed to the people of Manipur to come forward in welcoming the Prime Minister of the state and participate in the program. In view of the Prime Minister's visit to the state, elaborate security arrangements have been made in Imphal and other parts of the state. Former Chief Minister of Meghalaya and veteran leader of the state, Dr. Donwa Dethwelson Lapang, popularly known as Didi Lapang, passed away at a private hospital in Shillong on Friday night. He was 93. Lapang was battling with age-related ailments for a prolonged period. Born on the 10th of April 1932, Lapang began his political journey by winning the 1972 assembly elections from Nongpo as an independent candidate. Over the years, he went on to serve as Chief Minister of Meghalaya on four occasions. His first stint as Chief Minister was from 1992 to February 1993. Soon after the news of his demise spread, party leaders across the party line thronged his home in Shillong to pay their respects to the veteran leader. Lapang was also regarded as a loyalist of the Indian National Congress before joining National People's Party, NPP, in 2018. A dedicated statesman and politician, Lapang was serving as a chief advisor to the government of Meghalaya. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw on Friday said the inauguration of the new Bhairavi Sarang railway line will mark as a milestone in the history of Mizoram. Vaishnaw arrived in Aizawl on Friday to participate in inaugural program of the newly constructed railway line. Union Railway Minister visited Sarang railway station about 20 kilometers from Aizawl and took stock of the preparations of the inaugural program. Speaking to the media persons, Vaishnaw said that the railway line is a part of fulfilling India's Act East policy. He said that the new railway lines will improve connectivity and bring development to Mizoram while announcing the commencement of goods trains from Sunday. He said that Mizoram will now be able to easily transport its fruits and rare agricultural products, including dragon fruit, to other parts of the country. The Union Railway Minister expressed hope that the new railway line would foster good relations between Mizoram and the rest of the country, besides improving connectivity in the region. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik, retired. On Friday, attended the oath-taking ceremony of the 15th Vice President of India, C.P. Radhakrishnan, at the Rashtrapati Bhavan, New Delhi. The President of India, Draupadi Murmu, administered the oath of office to C.P. Radhakrishnan in the presence of distinguished leaders, dignitaries and guests from across the nation. The Governor, on behalf of the people of Arunachal Pradesh, congratulated the newly sworn-in Vice President and conveyed warm wishes for a successful tenure. He expressed confidence that with his vast experience, statesmanship and commitment to public service, Radhakrishnan will further strengthen the democratic fabric of the nation and uphold the dignity and prestige of the high office he now occupies. Raksangre MLA Limison D. Sangma was elected as the Deputy Speaker of Meghalaya Assembly unopposed on the last day of the autumn session of the Assembly here on Friday. Speaker Thomas A. Sangma announced Limison's name as the Deputy Speaker since the opposition parties did not field a nominee for the post. After the announcement, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma and Leader of the Opposition Mukul Sangma escorted him to his new seat and members cutting across party lines congratulated him on his new role. Conrad exuded confidence that the humble Limison would do justice to his role as the Deputy Speaker. The Opposition Leader said he is looking forward to working with the Deputy Speaker to continue with the legacy of the House. The Speaker extended a warm welcome to Limison, expressing collective joy at his election and assuring of striving to maintain the dignity, efficiency and inclusivity of the Assembly. Limison thanked the ruling and opposition parties for reposing confidence in him. He assured that he would maintain neutrality while discharging his duties. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Henok Buchem, conducted an on-site inspection of the ongoing Dimapur-Kohima new broad-gauge BG railway-lined project at Megunjuma village recently. He was accompanied by a team of district officers and officials from the Northeast Frontier Railways. The team visited key construction sites, including tunnel works and the proposed railway station at Megunjuma. During the inspection, the NFRM team briefed the officials on the progress and challenges of the project. They informed that the railway line is being developed in three phases, stretching from Dimapur to Kohima district, with an initial completion target of December 2029. However, in line with a directive from the Prime Minister's office, the project timeline has been revised, with efforts now underway to meet a new deadline of December 2028. A major success has been achieved at AGMC and GBP Hospital in Tripura with a successful heart valve replacement surgery. The complex operation was conducted under the leadership of renowned cardiovascular surgeon Dr. Konok Narayan Bhattacharji, along with a dedicated team of doctors and medical staff. A 56-year-old woman, Jarul Chara Kumarghat, was admitted with severe cardiac problems. Medical tests revealed that her aortic valve was completely damaged. X-ray reports showed that calcium had accumulated on the valve, turning it into a stone-like structure, rendering it non-functional and leaving the heart unable to pump blood properly. In this critical condition, the CTVS and IR's department surgical team performed open-heart surgery, removing the damaged valve and replacing it with a tissue valve. After the procedure, the patient recovered well, responded positively to treatment. Significantly, the entire surgery was being performed free of cost. In a significant social initiative, the 763 BRTF of Border Roads Organization have established a play and learning room for children of casual paid labourers working on road construction projects in the high altitude and challenging terrain of Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh. The initiative reflects BRO's commitment not only to building roads but also to building lives, ensuring the welfare of labourers and the growth of their children. Through this initiative, 763 BRTF aims to assist and empower women workers and creating an environment where children can grow in safety and joy. India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal, led by Sushila Karki. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that New Delhi is hopeful that this would help in fostering peace and stability. The ministry further stated that a close neighbour, a fellow democracy and a long-term development partner, India will continue to work closely with Nepal for the well-being and prosperity of the people of both countries. And before we close, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate the new Bairabi Sarang railway line, connecting Mizoram with the rest of the country through railway network. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stones and inaugurate different projects in Manipur. Former Meghalaya Chief Minister and veteran leader Dr. D.D. Lapang passed away in Shillong at the age of 93. Raksan Gray MLA Limison D. Sama, elected as a Deputy Speaker of Meghalaya Assembly, unopposed. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.